This quick reminder comes from Numbers chapters 13 and 14. We'll start with just the first two verses in chapter 13. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Send out for yourself men so that they may spy out the land of Canaan, which I am going to give the sons of Israel." So at this point, the nation of Israel has been rescued, has been saved from slavery in Egypt. They have gone through the wilderness, and now God has them ready to enter into Canaan, which the book of Hebrews calls the land of rest. But before they go in, there's something that happens that ends up being quite devastating to the vast majority of the nation. Before we go on, it's important to understand that it wasn't God's idea to send in the spies. And you may respond to that with, "Kelly, no, it says right here, the Lord told Moses, send out for yourself men to spy this land." But if we go to Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 20 to 22, we read this. "And I said to you, you have come to the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is about to give us. See, the Lord your God has placed the land before you." That's an important phrase. That God has placed this land before you. "Go up, take possession, as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has spoken to you. Do not fear or be dismayed." Don't hesitate. Don't be afraid to do this. God has laid this out before you. Now take it. But look at verse 22 in Deuteronomy 1. "Then all of you approached me and said, let us send men before us that they may search out the land for us and bring back to us word of the way by which we should go up and the cities which we shall enter." You see, you put these two passages together, Deuteronomy 13 verses 1 and 2, and then, Numbers 13, 1 and 2, and Deuteronomy 1, 20 to 22, and you find that it was the people's idea to spy out the land, and then the Lord giving permission to do so. In 1986, Arlene and I were living in Canada. We were in a mall, walking down the hallway, and saw a lot of people gathered around a television screen. We went over to see what everybody was watching and came to realize that one of the space shuttles, and it was at that time the space shuttle Challenger, had exploded on liftoff. NASA was warned by engineers not to launch the shuttle because the weather was too cold. And because of that, there was a possibility that the O-rings would fail. Despite the fact that they clearly understood what the engineers were telling them, NASA chose to launch anyway. And just 73 seconds after liftoff, the shuttle exploded. It killed all seven astronauts. Even though they knew the engineers' way, they chose their own way, and it ended in disaster. So often, we too choose our own way in carrying out what we know to be God's will, only to find ourselves in a disastrous place. Abraham wanted God to accept Ishmael, his best effort to achieve God's will. And this Ishmael became known as a wild donkey of a man, not at all what God's will had in store. And God told Abraham, "No. Isaac will be the child that I bless. This is the child that I give you. This is what I am doing." Sending in the spies was Israel's idea. It was God's will to go into Canaan, and they were trying to accomplish God's will man's way, their way. So often we prefer to walk by our own reasoning and not by faith. So the spies go in. And back in the book of Numbers in chapter 13, and they come back with a report. They've gone in, they've seen the land that God will give the nation, and they come back and tell the rest of the nation what it was like, what they saw. And in verse 30, we read what Caleb tells Moses and the nation. "We should by all means go up." They went in, they saw it. It was just what God said it would be. We should by all means go up. Let's just go. Let's go take it. And verse 2, again, in chapter 13, tells us why he thought this. It was there that God said, go send the spies and see the land that, look at this phrase in verse 2, I am going to give. You see, Caleb understood that this was theirs because God was giving it. So let's go. Caleb, by faith, knew the land was theirs to possess. Caleb saw this land as land to be given by God. But the 10 spies, that was Caleb and Joshua in agreement with let's go up. And then the 10 other spies said this in verse 31. They agreed that this is what they saw, that this was a wonderful place. But they said this in verse 31, we are not able. They saw that the people who lived in the land were powerful, and they compared their own ability to the inhabitants of the land's ability. And they realized that in and of themselves, they were not able. And so that was the end of the whole consideration. It's good to see that we can't in and of ourselves. But in doing so, we must see that God can. If we don't, then we're just living in the wilderness and we're doomed to stay there. They saw this land as something that they had to take in their own strength. And we know that because in the second part of verse 33, they said, we became like grasshoppers in our own sight. We don't have the ability to defeat these people. These spies are examples to us of Christians today who refuse to accept their inheritance or their rest in Christ. We too choose to live in the wilderness. Numbers 14, verses 20 to 23, we read this. So the Lord said, I have pardoned them according to your word, but indeed, as I live, all the earth will be filled with the glory of the Lord. Surely, all the men who have seen my glory and my signs which I performed in Egypt and in the wilderness, yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not listened to my voice, shall by no means see the land which I swore to their fathers, nor shall any of those who spurned me see it. So those 10 spies and the whole nation that believed them would never see the land that they were saved for. Only Joshua and Caleb would enter into this land because they believed God would give it. In Hebrews chapter 3, verses 7 to 8, with this story as the background, the writer tells the Christians that he's writing to be warned. It reads like this, chapter 3 of Hebrews, verses 7 to 8. Therefore, just as the Holy Spirit says, today if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as when they provoked me, as in the day of trial in the wilderness. In Hebrews 4, 1, it says this, therefore, let us, Christians, New Covenant believers, let us fear if while a promise remains of entering his rest, any one of you may seem to have come short of it. So many Christians, Warren Wiersbe says, have spied out their inheritance in Christ and have tasted some of the fruits of his blessings, but their unbelief keeps them from entering in by faith. Instead, they wander around restlessly, blind to their blessing. Look, it's both great and necessary to come to that place in life where we realize that we, in and of ourselves, are not able to accomplish God's will in our life. But in that place, have you come to realize that he is able and faithful to do so in Christ? My name is Kelly Daugherty, and I'm the host of the His Hill Podcast. This has been a quick reminder, and our regular episodes are dropped every Thursday morning. So please make sure to join us. If you'd like to get in touch with me, you can do so by email, and that address is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at hishill.org. Thanks for listening, and remember, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus.